Hello.
Hello, is this Juan?
Yes.
Perfect. I'm Percy, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys, and I'm conducting an opinion survey. I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation, and your individual answers are confidential. So does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
No? All right. So that would be, well, okay. So are you 21 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
All right. So I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November's 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Is it 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Definitely vote? All right. So just to be sure, if there's any other surveys.
Excuse me, can you repeat that again?
Oh, ask your race.
What was that again? Because I keep cutting off.
Oh, may I ask your race?
My race, I am Mexican American.
Alright, okay. So, would you mind sharing your age?
I am 21.
21, alright. So thinking about the direction that the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Is there a neutral?
I guess your neutral would be like you're just satisfied, I guess, or dissatisfied.
Satisfied.
Alright. So now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the President and Congress to be most focused on. And for each, I want you to rate it on a scale of 0 to 10 based on how important of an issue it is for you. So number 10 is you think it's the most important. Number 5, it's somewhat important. And number 0, it's not important at all. And you can use any number between 0 to 10. And the first one is protecting voting rights and democracy.
10.
Reducing substance abuse in our communities.
What was that again?
Reducing substance abuse in our communities.
10.
All right. Fighting racism and discrimination.
10.
Making college more affordable.
10.
Lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs.
10.
And improving K-12 education.
10.
10? Alright. So, do you believe that health outcomes in general in the Hispanic and Latino community are better, worse, or about the same as in the white community?
They're different, I guess.
So, would you say it's, like, worse, I guess? Or, like, would you say it's better or about the same?
It's, like, getting better by just a bit.
All right. So, and now thinking about the race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for the Hispanic and Latino community?
It's like on and off situation around the community.
Hello, can you hear me better?
Yes.
All right. So the question again was, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for the Hispanic and Latino community?
I say worse, like for race in general.
All right. All right. So which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the Hispanic and Latino community? And you can select up to two options. So the list goes opioids and fentanyl, marijuana and other cannabis products, alcohol, vaping, cigarettes, ketamine, ecstasy and other party drugs, heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack.
This is the drugs and overall that's causing everything.
All right. So there's not an option that says drugs as in general. That's why I specified the kind of list and like kind of bullet points. But I can read again if you would like.
No, it's fine. This is mostly all of them that causing problems.
All right, but if you could choose only two of them, which one would you choose?
Like cocaine and guess drinking alcohol, yeah.
Alcohol and cocaine. All right. So yeah. I'm going to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. And tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. So do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction would improve health outcomes in the Hispanic and Latino community?
Is there like a between in that, or just disagree?
No, so there is. There's, you do either strongly agree, do you somewhat agree, do you somewhat disagree, or do you strongly disagree?
I somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. All right. So do you agree or disagree that the government should stop blocking the tobacco harm reduction strategy, focus on helping American adults who can or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products?
I agreed.
Strongly or somewhat?
So somewhat.
All right. Now I'd like you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. And for each, if you could tell me if you're either very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar. So the first one is heat not burn tobacco products.
Not familiar with it.
E-cigarettes or vapes?
I heard of it.
So are you like very familiar with this, or somewhat familiar, or not familiar at all?
Like somewhat familiar.
All right. And what about oral nicotine pouches?
I heard of it.
So somewhat familiar as well?
Yes, somewhat familiar.
All right. So as you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. So that's about 1 in 9 adults. So smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 Americans' lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. While many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes to most harmful form of tobacco to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. So after hearing this, what would you say is the primary reason for these changes? And the list is like that these changes have happened because more education and anti-tobacco advertising, or cost of the smoke has gone up, or introductions to smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market, or more government restrictions and bans.
Is this a weird disagree question or?
No, this one is, so based on the list, what would you say is the primary reason for these changes? So it's like more education and anti-tobacco advertising, that's number one. Number two is cost of smoking has gone up. Number three is introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market. And number four is more government restrictions and bans.
Mostly like putting awareness of it, like just stop people from smoking.
All right. I mean, yeah, that's kind of like the question. So, but the thing is, what would you think is the reason as to why people stop smoking? Because there's more education in anti-tobacco advertising, or they stop because the cost of smoking has gone up, or they stop because now they know that there's more alternatives, like cigarettes, and they're smoke-free, or...
Probably the alternatives ones.
Okay. So, now I'm going to read you two statements that some people have made about cigarette smoking, and if you could please tell me which one you agree with more. So, statement B is, the federal government cannot and should not promote anything related to nicotine or tobacco. Smoking rates have declined drastically in the last few decades, and very few of us are still exposed to smoking in our daily lives. Vaping is not safer and has already become an epidemic they'll be dealing with for more decades to come. And statement A says, the federal government should do more to meet people where they are and promote less harmful alternatives to smoking. We know that cigarettes are a major health risk and that people should quit, but that may not be immediately possible for nearly 30 million American adults who still smoke. Smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives pose less health risk to adults who smoke and those around them until they are willing and able to quit entirely. So which statement do you agree with more?
The first one.
All right. Do you strongly agree more with statement B, or do you somewhat agree more with statement B?
Somewhat agree with statement B.
All right. So, and would you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking?
Less harmful.
Somewhat less harmful or much less harmful?
Somewhat less harmful.
Somewhat less harmful. All right. So now I'm going to read you a brief statement that people have made about smoking and the importance of smoke-free tobacco and the consumer alternatives for cigarettes. And if you could please rate each of these statements using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with it, a 5 means that you somewhat agree, and a 0 means that you do not agree at all. And you can use any numbers. So the first one is, we know that cigarette smoking contains a variety of chemicals known to cause cancer, but nicotine is not one of them. Nicotine is a carcinogen. While smoke-free tobacco products contain nicotine, which is addictive, they represent a less harmful alternative to cigarettes because they do not produce cancer-causing smoke.
Five?
All right. The FDA is responsible for protecting and advancing public health. The FDA has proof that though hundreds of specific products applications, that smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products are less harmful than cigarette smoking. There is a dire need for the FDA to increase awareness of and access to those alternatives for adults who smoke. It could be the difference between life and death.
Like an 8?
All right. Quitting smoking is hard, which is why only 1 in 10 Americans who try are successful. But there are less harmful alternatives to cigarettes, and they have helped contribute to significant declines in smoking rates over the years. The government should be doing more to educate adults who smoke about these less harmful alternatives and help them switch if they can or don't want to quit tobacco and nicotine altogether.
10.
10? All right. Our goal should be for people to continue to abstain from smoking or quit smoking, and our prevention education and cessation support efforts have helped realize the lowest smoking rates in 30 years. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raise the minimum age to buy tobacco to 21, and large-scale public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working, but so are less harmful smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes. We should continue to employ all these methods to help reduce the smoking rate and save as many lives as possible.
10.
All right. So opioids are killing more than 100,000 Americans a year, and the federal government uses harm reduction techniques to save as many of them as we can. Smoking cigarettes cures nearly 5 times that many people every year, but the government refuses to pursue similar harm reduction strategies to help reduce those deaths. The FDA should take a page out of the harm reduction playbook that's already being used in our country to combat opioid use in Europe and Japan to combat cigarettes use by being honest with us and our doctors about less harmful alternatives to smoking.
10.
A 10? All right. So sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds, and it's totally okay if you didn't. But now I'd just like to ask you again. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction, the public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products would improve health outcomes in the Hispanic and Latino community?
Agreed.
Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Agree.
All right, but do you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Strongly, all right. And do you agree or disagree that the government should stop blocking the tobacco harm reduction strategy, focus on helping millions of Americans who can't or won't quit cigarettes to switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products?
Somewhat agree.
All right. In the past 30 years, have you used any of the following products? And I'm going to read you a list, and you can just tell me if you yell yes or no. So the first one is soda/pop.
No.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Coffee?
No.
E-cigarettes or vapes?
No.
Heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
Liquor or spirits?
No.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
Beer?
No.
Cigars?
No.
Wine?
No.
Tobacco, smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
And cigarettes?
No.
All right. So, switching gears a little bit, now we're in the last few questions, so we're 95% done with the survey. So, what is the last year of schooling that you completed?
High school.
High school, all right. So, are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Would you say you're wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Middle.
Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
All right. So how would you describe the area where you live in? Would you say it's urban, suburban, or rural?
Oh, wait, can you repeat that again?
Mm-hmm. How would you describe the area where you live in? Would you say it's urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
All right. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
No.
Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
I'm a Democrat.
Would that be a strong Democrat or a not strong Democrat?
Somewhat of a Democrat.
All right, so would that be like not strong Democrat then?
Yeah.
All right, so in the 2020 presidential elections, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Someone else, depends who's running.
Oh, no, but like back in 2020, like back then. Oh, wait,
It was Biden.
Biden? All right. And if the 2024 election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, who would you vote for?
I'm not sure. I just keep following up on their campaign.
All right.
I'm not sure at the moment.
Oh, all right, no worries. Well, that was our last question, and we're done with the survey. So I do want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. Hope you have a good rest of your day, Juan. Thank you again.
Same goes to you. Have a good day.
All right, you too. Goodbye.